Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Take a seat.
Yeah.
Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay a leave.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
The cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions.
Sing it, baby.
So pull me closer. Yeah. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go.
Sing it, people.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Oh,
I'm losing my mind just a little.
Yeah.
So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Woo!
In the middle.
Two, three, let's go! Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Future Bachelor, episode 13. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we had to start it off with a vibe.
And that vibe was very specific.
Yeah, it was very specific because we can't stop singing it for some reason. I don't know.
I think we know the reason.
Well, what's the reason?
Oh, Sai's like, team me up.
Yeah, come on, don't make me gloat.
Well, so Sai sang that song and Pitch Perfect cupped it and mixed it and everything and won our company title.
Thank you. I like to thank V. So that was my
I like to thank
speech.
V.
But yeah, I literally participated in the inaugural talent show at our company, and it was one of six people picked to perform, and I won.
This was across all branches of our company.
Yeah,
correct?
Not just specific company we work for, but the conglomerate.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot of people, thousands of people.
Like thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah. So I won. It was crazy.
And guys, his prize was $2,000, but it's all in $100 American Express gift cards. He literally came out here with them, and they're all connected with a pipe cleaner.
They gave me $2,000 gift cards to equal. So I was already thinking, I'm like, yo, this is gonna be dope. Amazon Prime Day coming up.
Yes, I was about to say. I'm like, you're just gonna be going ham, entering the different numbers.
Hell yeah! Shout out to gift cards.
So you're literally gonna have to be buying stuff within $100 increments.
Yeah,
just to put in the card.
Actually,
numbers. How can you do that?
Someone was telling me that Amazon actually allows you to
put multiple cards.
Yeah, so even if you
probably because of Amazon gift cards and stuff too.
Yeah, it's just smart. You know, that's a really smart thing to do, because that's
Jeff
what I hate
Bezos.
About gift cards.
Jeff Bezos is just ruling the world.
Yeah, dude. That's what I hate about gift cards, though. It's I wanted immediately. I was oh, man, I want cash. But because, you never use, the last $2 or something in there. But I don't know why. I just won $2,000. I'm thinking about, $8 here. Anyways.
What are you doing next, Sai?
I'll go to Disney World. But I just been living off of a high for the last day. It's pretty incredible. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I affirmations. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I told myself I was gonna perform. I was
and
gonna get on the show.
And I kept telling him that he was gonna win.
Yeah. Thank you, V. You're very supportive.
I try.
That's why you're my co-host.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. So So that was pretty much a big thing going on in my life this last week. Shout out to all the support I got. Shout out to all my friends and family. Everybody is showing love on the videos or pictures on the post. If you follow me at that Fly Kid, you can see the post and see a snippet of the video.
Yeah.
I think it's on my IG story. I went live.
Yeah,
during
you went
the performance.
Live. Are you gonna save it as a highlight?
Yeah, if I can. I don't know. My live stories, I never really figured out how to do. We'll talk about this.
We'll talk about this later.
But I do have a video of it. I think they were filming it, so there's gonna be an actually good video coming out about it. But I was really nervous, but I just told myself, go out there, have a good time, and
you did.
And I did.
Damn,
and
it
sounded like everybody else had a good time, and they voted me as the winner. It was awesome. Holy cow. One more round of applause for your boy Sai Money. Thank you. I'd like to thank V. but anyways, how have you been?
I mean, I've been fine.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been okay.
Okay, okay. That was a hesitation a second to ask.
I've been okay.
Okay, okay. Wow, the answer dramatically changed. What was that about?
I've been decent. You know, I feel like...
I went from up here, sorry.
I feel like I have a hard time complaining about stuff because, like, I mean, in general, my life is pretty good.
I like, love how, like, before, like, a podcast, you'll tell me, like, something might be happening in your life, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? What's the problem? You start talking about it. I'm like, yo, no, shut up. I'll save it for the podcast. Yeah. And then we have to talk about it on here, but then you don't.
But, well, it's hard. Well, it's just hard because it's like, I mean, I have a hard time, you know, like, I don't like pitying myself, but, like, I definitely, like, just, you know, I've been through some shit, and I, you know, my brain doesn't like to be nice to me a lot.
Well, I appreciate you being open about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I do. I'm just joking. I don't tell her to shut up when she talks to me about it. Yeah.
Everyone's like, damn, Sy's so mean. Damn, that's harsh.
Yo, he runs a tight ship over there at the Future Bachelor. But no, yeah, no, I, are you okay?
Okay. Like,
okay. Okay. So yeah. What was your week? Like, maybe we talk about this later too.
No, I mean, like, my week's been busy. I've been, but at least, like, I've saw, like, a lot of the cool people that I love, that I work with, who were in town for different meetings.
Yeah, those are my
stuff.
Old people.
Yeah. Some of your old.
Jealous.
Yeah. Some of your old homies that are my homies.
Word.
So doing that, and, you know, also, like, you know, meeting, like, day-long meetings and retreats means eating on the company dime, and that's always something I love to
yeah
do.
Hell yeah, dude. It's just like, all right, lunchtime. Yeah. And they serve it.
Oh yeah. And then, you know, doing fancy dinners and then, you know, drinks. Yeah. On the company dime. Yeah. Also things I enjoy, so yeah, like, yeah. I got to have I had to help, you know, finish out our room minimum, so I got to sip on a very expensive tequila to
yeah
help
yeah very much that. Appreciated shout out to the company dime.
Got you your $2,000.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's not really a dime. It's in plastic form, but I'll take it. But yeah, so cool, cool. You know, so that's why we started off the show with the middle, because, like, literally when there was
dead.
Why
don't you just meet me in the middle, yo, side?
Literally, anytime there was silence before the podcast, it was just, like, both of us singing a song. It ended up, like, just like, all right, why don't we just make that our intro song for this week? It was already on the Future Bachelor podcast playlist.
Because
so.
The foreshadowing.
And what I've noticed is that we've said Future Bachelor podcast playlist so much that it's actually easy for me to say now. I used to have to be like Future Bachelor podcast playlist.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like Future Bachelor podcast playlist. Yeah. Wow, now I've got it.
Yeah,
too,
so yeah, that's a, you know, go get that.
Go get it.
Yeah, it's
use
popping.
That if you guys have to, like, warm up your vocal cords and stuff.
Me,
or,
me,
like,
me, me, me.
Yeah, before performing or, like, talking and stuff. I think that's a good tongue twister.
Yeah.
To perform. To
Well, speaking of getting out there.
great segue.
I got to get better at those segues.
I'm pretty good at the segues.
Okay. But yeah, so no, what was it going to be? All right, well, tomorrow.
We start our kickball reign of terror and victory.
What was our team name? Skies Out, Thighs Out.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't pick that, but
I didn't pick it. Okay, so we're, like, technically our team that we're on has a bunch of other, you know, free agent folks who, like, needed a team, and just so happens that my friend Zach Knipp, shout out Zach.
Oh, shout out Knipp.
He's on our team. He, like, just, like, when we got added to that group meeting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was like, am I on your team? And I'm like, oh my god, yeah. So, like, it's gonna be lit.
Oh my goodness,
Thursday nights are gonna be litty.
Yeah, so look forward to some adventures of Future Bachelor Kickball League. It'll be fun. It's a bunch of my friends, I guess one of your friends, and random people.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. So keep a lookout for those
updates.
Some of
them look like they're cute girls, Sy, so.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Whoa, yo, shout out to random draft pick on the kickball league. Yeah, sweet. Cool. Now I lost where I am. Just excited about tomorrow.
Yeah, so hyped. I mean, we also have another party coming up this weekend. We'll see if, like,
oh, yo, it's gonna be some hardcore Lincoln bio promo going on this weekend. Shout out to Zach Sims. The air horn is getting played. I didn't expect so many shout outs, but yeah, so that'll be fun. There's gonna be some stories out of this weekend.
I'm sure.
Last time was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy that we didn't even talk about it that much.
Yeah, because we both just were a little too lit, probably.
Yeah, I woke up, and that was the day I went to try to get beer before 12.
Yes, yes.
Forgot what episode that was, but that was a funny episode. So what do we got for some quick hits?
I guess a quick hit.
Hold on a second. Quick hits. That needs to be a little quicker.
That needs to be quicker for the hits.
Yeah.
But I guess first things first, I'm the realist. No. But. I know.
Quick hits.
So, Bachelor is doing a casting call here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
At actually a TV station that we like we know.
Yeah, so I work out of this TV station, and so if you guys are interested in being on the next season of The Bachelor
and you're here listening in the ATL,
yeah, they got a casting call in town. Just search for it at
this Saturday. Yeah, search for it and Google, help our company out.
Yeah, just Google search "We're Atlanta Bachelor casting call," and that's actually going to be this Saturday, the 23rd,
like 1 to 5. Yeah. And I'm really highly contemplating on going because I'm just truly intrigued.
If you get on the show before me, that'll be a bitch. I swear to God, like. That'll be so fun though. At least I could talk about you on the show.
Yeah, like, oh, you'll be like,
oh,
remember?
Actually, we could talk about your episodes yeah. while you're back here.
Yeah, because
we'll do recaps of the episode that you're on. That's so weird.
That would be so bizarre.
How did this? Because, this is Future then, Bachelor. Why are we talking about you being on there?
And then I would have to do my own tipsy talks of me on the show.
Whoa, that's like some Bachelor Inception. Yo, actually, a couple of people have called out how me and you say the same things sometimes. Like we'll be like, oh damn, we just said the same thing. It's just weird how
it's because
it works out.
Our minds have melded together. The kids love us.
Yeah, so so we got the Bachelor casting call coming here to Atlanta on the 23rd. What else we got?
Well, I guess on our Bachelor train of thought, Ashley, I and Jared of, you know, just repeated franchise fame and also social influencer
and
fame.
Also Future Bachelor prediction that I didn't think they were gonna last, and this is actually kind of adding to my prediction. I feel like
they got engaged this past week, and they got engaged in Mexico. I guess they were there filming for Bachelor in Paradise, which makes sense because I just
almost
saw
Almost Paradise.
The best. I'm so excited.
Knocking on heaven's door.
Because Becca Martinez, a baby Becca, as we know her from Ari's season, just like hopped back onto like all her social media. So,
I heard she was getting in a beef with Tia and Raven.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she was like, she went on kind of like a little Twitter petty subtweeting, but then not really subtweeting. So she posted all this stuff about how Tia was with Colton and was saying all this stuff like being like, how could you lie to Becca, and just being like petty, but like kind of rightfully so, because like I think Tia's been a little shady with like her real feelings for Colton or not.
That, and also probably like if she was supposed to be the Bachelorette and then just got like everything, like she just watching this girl just take, like that's like the beginning seed of just like jealousy and just like, what is, I don't even know what the word would be, and not envy, but like, you know, she's just like watching this girl like take her show and then take her man, and it's just like, yo, what the hell? Like,
I just think, so like Becca kind of went on this whole thing, and then like Raven, you know, went in on trying to protect Tia because Raven and Tia are besties from their little bumfuck nowhere Arkansas town of Wiener.
What?
We will laugh every single time. We will laugh every single time. But and so then she, you know, blocked Becca and like said all this stuff about like, you know, how Becca must have so much hate in her heart, and very much so like small town girl like responses, being like, wow, it must be so hard having so much hate in your heart. Oh my God. And like Becca was like, whatever. But then she also like, she came back.
That's
out.
A good fight though. Becca and Raven.
Yeah, I know. And she, all right.
I'm not saying physical fight. I'm just saying like there. No, I'm just saying like their attitudes are just so, they're strong.
They've
and
both
they're
been
different.
Very like vocal, like narrators of either, like when Raven was on Paradise, she was very much so like the narrator of their season, and like Becca was like pretty much the narrator.
Oh
of
yeah, interesting
Ari
take.
Season.
Yeah.
But like Becca went back and was like, hey, you know, like I, like the way that I went about saying this stuff, I was really petty and immature, but you know, I don't really regret anything I said. I just like regret, you know, how I went about it and how I was like being, you know, combative for no reason. She's like, I still am standing up for Becca. And yeah. I think that Tia still kind of went about things a bad way.
Well,
so she's like, what I said, like the context of what I was saying, still right. But,
oh man, feminism.
I don't like, damn.
Yeah. So yeah, Ashley, I, and Jared got engaged, and they wouldn't let Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson just have their week.
No, right? Like, freaking heck. Well, and they just got, like, they just started dating again. Like, I know, like, they've been like an on and off thing, or like whatever.
No, they're doing this all for like TV.
This is all for publicity. I mean,
they've, like, she really does like him, but like, they're like trying to be like the one of the bachelor couples, like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
like
they're really
Jade
trying
and
to
Tanner,
cash in,
or like, you know, they want to be.
They're
that.
Really trying to cash in. I mean, she's been really making her money in all of her different influencing and things that she does, and I feel like Jared hasn't.
Yeah, I feel like he might be like. Piggybacking
well,
off
well,
of
he's,
that.
Well, he's been trying to... He, like, hopped onto Dean's podcast now.
Oh, he's co-hosting it?
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, because that Dean podcast kind of sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah,
and
no offense, Dean. But,
sorry, Dean.
Yeah, no, but seriously. Wait, it's just, like, him talking to some weird-ass producers.
Come on our show, Dean. Like, well,
yeah,
really?
You want co-hosts. Yeah. You found them.
It's us. But, so, yeah, I don't... It's going to be interesting to see, like, if they stay together. I mean, like, the vast majority of any bachelor, bachelorette, bachelor in paradise couples that stay together... They don't stay together. The vast majority of them don't.
Well, I mean, I'm on a positive note. I wish them the best, you know. But it's just, I don't know. It's taken me a long time to get to that the point of being happy, like to being okay with getting married one day, because it just makes sense to me now. But like now, it's just like, dude,
just,
you guys
so,
are ridiculous.
I like, know. Like, I mean, the same thing as like what we talked about last week with Pete and Ariana Grande. Like, I mean, I like happy for them. Whatever, do what your heart says. But like, it's also, I feel like we both are on the same page, where it's like very hard for us to conceptualize these folks like getting just like hopping on an engagement that quick. Like, yeah. I just really have a hard time.
Well, I mean, it's just like everything they're doing is on camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Watch them get like a reality show or something next.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like how Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
Shout out to our
what
little
up, Higgins? We haven't talked to you on the show for a while, but we miss you. He's our pet wolf that sits in front of our desk. but I miss you, Higgins. Got a little deep there. Mm. Yeah, I missed him. But yeah, so I just think, like, you know, it's good luck to them. Them getting married, I'll believe it when I see it. Mm. And then I'll believe it, like, give it two years.
Yeah, for real. I mean, because, like, think about it. People like JoJo and Jordan Rogers, they've been engaged still, and they're, like, living together, doing stuff together. They've been engaged. They have yet to get married.
Yeah, there's, like, three couples now that are just engaged for, like, years.
Caitlin and Sean.
Mm-hmm. And then Rachel Lindsay.
Well, I mean, like, they've only been engaged for like not even a year, but like a year.
Still though, like, in real life, you get engaged now. It's like,
but
you're getting married,
like,
within a year.
But I think for them it makes sense, because like I think a lot of them tend to have longer engagements, because like they're trying to be like, okay, what's it like living together, loving each other, whatever, before we like get legitimately married, because like their relationship only lasted like, you know, 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, think about it.
It's just a weird way of dating. Just,
I mean,
being engaged, dating.
I mean, like, this is what we're... But, yeah, but this is because this is all based
it's
on
like
reality
TV. It's like the
ring
has become,
TV
like,
show.
Facebook official. That's what it means. It's just like, you put a ring on it, it's Facebook official.
And I've
official.
Been seeing so many, like, people my age getting engaged and stuff recently that it's just, like, I feel like I'm almost, like, going, like, engagement blind. Like, it's just, like, I'm, like, not even getting excited for people anymore. Like,
well, I'm not excited for people because I'm just, like, how original. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, like...
Oh, you got her a ring? Cool.
Oh, you had a photographer there? Oh, it was by some water?
Yeah.
It was on a mountaintop?
Yeah, you were on a bridge?
Yeah, gosh.
You're on the top of, like, a fancy hotel? Oh, man.
Oh, what? Is that a pear shape?
Oh, okay. Man.
Whatever.
Yeah, princess cut, I see you.
Dude, we're hating so hard right now. Jeez. I need a girl. But enough about my problems. moving along. This was going to be our slap of the week, and we actually got really heated at each other.
We actually
about
got heated.
This.
But, like, I mean, I understand why it's not, and I'm fine with it.
Now on the record.
But I was upset.
I could tell. I was like, you can pick next week's if you want, but no.
Yeah, but like, I don't like that pity pick, dude.
I know, but like, I don't know what else to do because it's all about the vibe of the show.
I get it.
It just comes together, and I feel it. I'm like, that's the one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't know how. I don't mean to always be the one picking it, but like to me, like I literally, this is gonna sound really crazy, but I literally I think I might have told you the other night, listened to all of our intro songs, just like listening to them. I'm like, this is a cool vibe. And then I listened to all of our outro songs. I'm like, this is cool, like, vibe. And that's what's cool about the Future Bachelor Playlist podcast. Damn it!
Future Bachelor podcast playlist.
Yeah, we got an acronym there. Maybe FBPP. Say the acronym is even harder.
FBPP.
FBPP. No, every way you say it is hard.
FBP squared.
No, that's stupid.
FBPP.
Wow, we are so mature. Yeah, and it's just the vibe. So
it's a vibe.
Yeah, that's one of them. But so Drake came out with this song called I'm Upset. Just finally came out. And
which, honestly, the song, okay.
Well, this is all in the midst of us waiting for a response to Pusha T, but that shit's dead now.
That shit's dead. Also, I mean, like, I feel like there's a little subtle responses in here, but, like, not truly.
No, that shit, that beef not is truly. Dead. It's Pusha dead. T won. It's dead.
Fatality.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think how, like, you know, Drake rose from the dead. Yeah. How Drake rose from the dead was bringing Wheelchair Jimmy back to his walking legs by bringing the Degrassi cast together for a high school reunion, and that is the premise of this video.
All right, I have to admit, I didn't grow up watching Degrassi. I know about Drake being on that. Yeah, I can tell. But you watched the video. You were really hype about it. But without even knowing, like, just knowing about Degrassi and just watching the video, it's just really funny.
It's funny. It is just, like, if you do know anything about Degrassi, like, they make sure, like, the different actors, actresses in it, like, still are, like, portraying, like, definitely, like, what their characters would be grown up, like, still acting different ways, like, how they would act. Like, they're,
except
like,
for Drake. Yeah. Drake is like way different, I feel like, than what he would have been on the show.
But like, they all, it's actually funny because like, I read a lot of
they're still friends, right?
Yeah, like a lot of them like said that it was pretty much like, you know, bringing them all back together for this was like very much so when they're all hanging out and doing stuff, it was like, it's like shit didn't change. And they're even like with someone like, you know, Aubrey, they all recalling Drake Aubrey. They're like, yeah, even Aubrey, like, even though he's like, you know, super big and famous, whatever, now he was like still like the same guy that he was when we were filming the show.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah, I'm sure he is. Like that. But the kind of like messed up part about it, I feel like, is this is my feeling on it. Yeah. I feel like everything Drake's been doing, and obviously it's a business. You have to be, you know, you have to promo and market. But everything he's been doing is just so obviously gimmicky. And it's just really convenient that he wants to like bring back his Degrassi roots when he just kind of like hid that in the, like, he's kept it away. Like, you know, he separated himself from Degrassi. Throughout the years, I've seen him do like different skits and stuff like that. But for his image of being a gangster, Degrassi is not like.
Okay, but like, he tried to be a gangster, but like, even like, it's kind of funny because like, even on the show, his whole thing was all like, I don't want to be like a basketball player, blah, blah. I want to be like a dark comic book writer. So like, it's like, I feel like even like, actually, like his whole like idea of like, I'm the moody guy, whatever, with his music is very similar to how he was on the show.
No, but I'm just saying like. Most of the Drake songs I've been hearing as of lately are like these like gangster beats, and you know what I'm saying? Even the one, this Degrassi one.
I think he's like been out here trying, especially because like he's been getting flack from like people like Pusha and like whoever. I think that definitely is just,
I don't know. Drake is losing me with the, I do like the song, but it just didn't give me that vibe. Like, you know, and that's why it's not the slapper. But we do recommend you checking out the video.
Can we do a quick,
oh, you want to do a little something?
A little something.
Well, I didn't really have it queued up, but
oh, fine.
But I mean, it's.
Can we queue up a little bit for the my other song that I wanted to be the slapper that we're gonna do?
Yeah. What was it?
Ape Shit.
Okay. So, oh yeah, that was a crazy. So we didn't talk about the albums that dropped this past week.
So a major, like, you know, album that dropped, you know, out of the blue, that like we had all been.
Okay, can I play this Drake one instead of that one though? Which one do you want? Whatever one you want, V, just pick it.
I mean,
yeah, I know which one you want. Just keep talking.
Okay, but so the Carters, i.e. Beyoncé and Jay-Z, dropped their Everything Is Love collaboration album on Saturday. It's like right under 40 minutes. I think it's like 9 songs, kind of like their little poke at the whole
Kanye thing, who also dropped another album with Nas on Friday night. So, you know,
but the main song, the standout song and the main like thing off of Everything Is Love was the song Ape Shit, and they posted in the crowd going ape shit.
Give me my check. Oh my God, you do love this song. Let's give it a siren. Hey. Alright, I'll check it out. Now my cousin, like he's like, what did he say? He said something like, yo, you have to, he's like, wake up. Like, it's like, I woke up to a link of like the Jay-Z and Beyonce album, and I still haven't gotten a chance to like listen
I haven't listened very carefully all the way through, but this song, I mean, the music video, they rented out the Louvre, obviously. It's all, and like, they are in these like very like ornate outfits and like replicating different art pieces and stuff the entire time. And like, they have these all amazing dancers, and Beyonce's dancing. And also, like, if you listen to
the
song,
you're rich.
I know, exactly. And if you listen to the song, well, Beyonce raps on it a bit. And then, like, if you listen to the song, all the ad-libs are like Migos. Like, Migos are in it as ad-libs, like, throughout the thing. And then I think a little bit of Future. And
yeah, they're doing like the Donald Glover or the Charles Gambino thing.
Yeah. But it's definitely a hype song. And like, Beyonce just like goes freaking hype in the video. She's just like,
goes ape shit.
She does go ape shit. And it's just kind of funny because like, Jay-Z's just kind of chilling there the entire. I'm like, yo, what are you good for?
I'll check it out. I'll check it out. But yeah, so those were considered slappers. Honorable mention.
Honorable mentions. I like that. That's
but
fine.
I ended up trumping it with a song that that is not new, but we'll get into that
later. We'll get into it later. But
I did want to explain.
It is still a good vibe. I still like it.
Yeah, no,
I
know. I saw you dancing when we were playing before, but I just want to put it out there that I don't think Slapper of the Week is like the newest song that came out. It just so happens that sometimes we do play like the newest song. But Slapper of the Week is meant to be like a hype song for the weekend. And
or
not,
just, yeah, a mood.
Yeah, just like, you know, a and also just to give variety to our Future Bachelor podcast playlist. Like, you know,
and
I
for
just
our
love
listeners, it's like, you know, it's like you, like it's something that we want to like put people on, I guess.
And I honestly, I'm a big fan. All right, we'll get into this later on. But what else do we have to talk?
Thing that we have to follow up.
These are a lot of follow-ups that I feel like we're
A lot of long thread follow-ups. So Extension, now that we know how to say his name.
Yeah, shout out Nicole. every time we bring up Extension, it's like.
He was shot.
Oh, damn.
In his car.
That was impressive. Yeah, air horn.
He was shot this past weekend and died. And he's only 20. He was only 20. So it was definitely like a big thing. Like all these artists, you know, came out tweeting, being like, RIP buddy, like blah, 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 all this stuff. And like, I actually saw a decent amount of people like in my feed, my feeds of like Instagram and, you know, Twitter was decently split between a lot of people like, you know, posting like, you know, pictures, like whatever, like videos or stuff of his songs, like being like gone too soon, blah, blah, blah. And then a bunch of people being like, why are y'all glorifying this man that probably didn't even really follow until now? And when he like he was a well-known abuser and like strangled and nearly killed like his like his girlfriend
who was like pregnant, I think.
Yes, was pregnant and stuff, like, and all this different
things. But like, to go back to reason why it's a follow-up is because in I think it was episode 8, Slippery Slope. That was the episode that we were talking about the Spotify removing his music from the playlist.
Yeah, because of like the kinds of, you know, abuse related shit that he would.
Now this
rap
is a
about.
Reach, but I really think there's like so a lot of these kids are like trolling online, like these rappers. They're all tatted up. They're all just like mumble rapping.
I feel like I feel like it's just this new thing, like to just be like this super
just
like
talk shit online and just have a bunch of security around you. And but the second you get caught slipping, that's when this stuff happens. And then I really truly think like that's why like when we're hating and stuff, I always try to like catch myself and like turn it around, because like you only want to put out positive energy. And if you're putting out negative energy all the time, trolling and talking smack to other rappers.
And also, I think he was like wrapped up. I think he was more than just like talking shit. He was also obviously like, you know, doing stupid shit like by abusing people. But I think he was also wrapped up in all other like stupid
street beef or whatever. But whatever it is, all that is negative energy. Like the Spotify thing, you're bringing negative like like Spotify gave attention to him, like, you know, and brought him to another level, like pretty much removing R. Kelly and Extension, someone that you never heard of and like one of the most popular R&B singers, like, just, you know, so it put him to this level. And within a month of us talking about that, not saying like this is a prediction or anything, but just it being in relevant news, this kid is dead. And you sent me that meme, and it's very true. I've never, I don't care to, or I've never listened to an Extension song. I don't like that music.
No.
Like, it's hard for me to get into Beyonce rapping these days, like, you know, and Drake rapping, you know, if I don't want, if I can't even pronounce your name and I can't even hear what you're really talking about, like, I'm not listening to it. But that doesn't go to say that, like, he didn't have a lot of fans that did like his music. So no offense if you do like his music. I just wasn't, like, and I never even heard a song by him.
And I think this also, like, is another one of the situations that we've talked a lot about. Like, how can you separate art from artists? That kind of thing. But I think it also just, like, comes down to, like, it's hard for me to see, like, the people who are, like, you know, really, like, holding him up after he dies, after just knowing, like, the kinds of shit that he did. But it's like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, one example that stands out to me, I think it was Kendrick Lamar, actually. He was the one who was like, I'm going to pull my music from Spotify if you don't put this kid's music back, like, on playlists and stuff like that. And then they stopped doing that policy. Like, Spotify doesn't have that policy anymore.
Yeah.
And so there are people that actually had his back, liked his music, supported him, you know, regardless of what his history is. I'm just, I just saw a lot of people that I could probably say that didn't listen to their stuff was like, oh my God, rest in peace.
Yeah, which I feel like, to me, that seems like, I feel like that to me is like even worse. It's just like, don't.
They're just doing it for the culture.
Yeah, like, which I'm like, don't do that. Like, when, if you, like, don't actually, like, you know anything about this music or this artist or whatever. Like,
and trust me, I'm always trying to stay on top of the new stuff too, but I'm not going to fake it. Like, that's not good. I didn't think his music was that
good. I'm not
going to
be, like, I'm not, like, I don't think anybody, you know, should be just out here being shot or anything like that.
But I did say when you sent me that, what was it, a meme or something like that?
I don't remember. It was story,
something.
Story.
It was like a story. We did bring up the topic of, it's really sad that he was young. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've made mistakes when I was young, you know, and
I mean,
within
10
years, you know, from 20 years old to 30 years old, I'm not making those, like, same mistakes anymore. And it's because, like, you realize, you grow up, and I'm not saying I ever, like, put my hands on a woman or anything like that, but, like, you know, you grow up and you can, like, turn your life around and, you know, reform and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying that it would take away from all this bad stuff he did, but, you know, there, he was taken out of this world, like, too soon. 'Cause,
I agree.
You know, he was shot. Like, it wasn't like he died of natural causes. No. Like, you know, this kid could have gone on to do something good for somebody or something as like time went on. So that's the sad part about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, so, and it was really interesting too, because, like, you know, that was like breaking news, like, you know,
yeah, like I saw
out of nowhere,
like, everywhere. Like, I had a lot of people, like, hit me up about that. And then even after, like, I already knew, I had people hit me up about it, like, being like, oh my God, do you guys remember that guy that you talked about on your podcast who had his music taken down from Spotify? He died. And especially 'cause he died in Florida. And, like, we have a lot of people that we know who live in Florida or around Florida or things like that. So it's just, you know,
I don't know. I think this is the slippery slope. Going back to, like, following up on that, two things I have thoughts on. Like, I don't know if, like, Extension dying would have been breaking news if it hadn't been news about the Spotify
thing.
Oh,
I totally agree. I don't think it would have been, like, so, you know, yeah, I don't
think. With that being said, I don't think he would have been shot if that he didn't get that much attention.
I think, is that
all right to say? Because, like,
I don't know if that's exactly true, because I think there's probably other circumstances that,
I mean, this kid has been living like that. No one knew about him and all this stuff. And if it wasn't for Spotify taking him off,
like,
but, like, he'd been alive. It wasn't until, like, it was brought to the news and he was removed from Spotify that he had all this, like, really bad negative attention. And when you hit women, or you hurt children, or you hurt a woman that has a child inside of her, it's like, in jail, you're dead, or you're hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Out here, apparently you're dead too. Like, you know, if you're on the streets and, like, gangbanging and stuff. But, you know, I don't know. It's just like, That's what I'm talking about, negative, like, energy. Like, you really have to, like, you know, you have to put out positive vibes, or otherwise, yeah, you
just
know.
Just be a good person.
Yeah, that's all that
just
is.
Be kind to people.
But I just think it's interesting the way the media kind of works.
Yeah.
In life these days. It's like, it's in the news and something crazy happens to the person.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's weird.
So quick. It's like snap a finger.
Yeah. So, yeah, rest in peace, Extension, you know.
Yeah.
Gone pretty soon.
All right. Now, time to lighten it up by talking about this week's Bachelorette.
Bachelorette, huh?
The kids love Bachelorette. Yeah. So, I didn't do my tipsy talks until Tuesday night because, you know, life. But, hey, they were still great. They're on the stories currently.
Yep.
Well, they're the highlights for when you guys listen to this. So, hit them up. But, so this week they went to Park City, Utah. I know, they were all, my favorite part, honestly, is like whenever they are heading to new places and like they all are like,
yeah.
Okay, but I don't feel like they make the dudes do it as much as like when they, it's the bachelor season and it's the girls. And then whenever they get places, they'll be like, Park City. And they're all on a balcony like, yeah, Ari. Or like
The weird part about it, I feel Ari. No, the weird part about it is that I think the girls are just more willing to act silly. And it doesn't come off as like, if the guys did it, they would be looking like they're acting like girls or something.
I mean, it's like the just the how the producers are like, okay, could you guys all be woo girls for
a while? Exactly. But if I would be a woo guy so fast, I'd be like, let's go to the balcony, guys, and everyone's like, forget you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are no fun.
I mean, before they even so they had David had gotten, you know, fallen out of the bed, whatever.
Yep.
Broke his nose. So before they even like announced that they're going to Park City and whatever, they still had to finish up last week's rose ceremony, which they do.
Was he there for the rose ceremony?
He did, yes. He was there, came back, and he got a rose.
Probably couldn't see it.
Yeah, and so it was like, so that, you know, reignited the feud between him and Jordan, the Wilhelmina model, and like he's like just so pissed, like because he's like, how he's like, how is he back, blah blah blah, his face is busted, like he's like just really like not here for it. Like they just are like really petty between both of them. And even on this episode, then Colton jumps in to this like little petty brewing fire of nonsense, because Becca gave Jordan, the Wilhelmina model, gave him some gold underwear because like he, you know, came to the one rose ceremony just in his underwear. He's like, this is the real me. I'm going to just show her who I really am. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, here's some underwear, blah, blah, blah. And so he, you know, wore them a bunch and like in her, in his like one-on-one time with her during a cocktail party, like he, you know, whipped off his pants and was just in his underwear and then like walked back to the other dudes just with his pants over his shoulder. And Colton's like, this guy's a clown. And like, you know, to the whole pull him to the side and be like, I'm one of the good guys. You're not, like, you're acting like a clown. You're not here for the right reasons. Honestly, if I made a drinking game for just this season alone, for like the whole amount of like, he's not here for the right reasons, like I'd be dead.
Yeah. Well, I'd be, I think like, I think Colton is making a grave mistake. The like it's cardinal rule. Just stay out of the freaking drama. You're in the front.
Especially because he already is like kind of on,
he's a front runner.
He's a front runner, but he's like a front runner on thin ice because of the whole him and Tia thing. Which,
yeah, and this is not a good look.
Like it's like don't you like skid by because you're beautiful and like you do nice things for people, but like you skid by on that with Becca. But like,
I don't
maybe
know why. I think he looks like a Lego. Like a Lego guy.
Because he, he has like a square head. Oh my God. That's so funny, Sai. That's so funny. Wow. I'm only going to see that for now.
Lego boy.
But yeah, so like whatever. And then at the one rose ceremony, because I guess the whole thing for this season is just like, I'm going to show up to the rose ceremony as who I really am.
Yeah.
Mike, the no sock guy from the first night, who's actually from Orlando, he rolled up in like this weird ass like velour tracksuit, like unzipped to here, like with a big old chain on. And I was like, what the? And he's like, this is, you know, the true me. I just thought it was a bold move to go in the tracksuit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on? what are the producers telling these men? And like, what is, also like, who are these dudes? Like, who are they? Like, who are these men they cast?
There's not, I don't feel like there's one good guy.
I don't either, because then she picks her first one-on-one date from when they're in Park City with Garrett, known internet racist and misogynist.
I don't know why that's funny. But.
Picks it to be with him, and you know, they talk, and she's all like, oh, he just reminds me of my dad, blah, blah, blah. My dad would love him, cringy. Which is like so gross. But I mean, like, her dad, you know, passed away, and she's like, oh. And I, so she must, you know, I feel like she's just trying to fill a hole in her. She's trying to find a daddy.
I'm like more, I'm more trying to figure, like, interested in what happens after the show.
The show. Yeah, because like, if she ends up with someone like Garrett, and then, you know, all this shit comes out about, like, how he's, like...
I bet you they're going to be looking a lot like Ari and Lauren.
Yeah.
Like, hated.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And she's sitting there having to defend him and all this stuff. And being like,
well, I didn't know he was a racist.
Yeah.
But he revealed that he had already been married before. He, like,
yeah,
pulled...
for, like a short time or
he,
something,
He,
like, right?
yeah, pulled a Kim K and was, like, married for 2 months, so...
Oh, I forgot about that, all that, a couple times. But, But yeah, no. It's weird.
Honestly,
that there's not even one good guy.
No,
like there's
no.
Oh, there's something wrong with every single
there's
one.
There's something wrong with all of them, as we've talked about before.
And that's because I think they're being like the show has become very superficial.
It's
like,
become
and
yeah.
I feel like Becca's kind of like a little superficial. Like as
a
like
a little bit.
I feel like
she's trying to pretend like she isn't.
Yeah.
Like, she's like I'm here. Like she sent home Jean after he like you know was like oh. Well, I love you. I'm falling in love with you. And she's like, I feel like you're just forcing yourself to say that. He's like, well, I mean, I thought that was what was right. And she's like, what? And he's like, well, can I have the perfume back that I gave you as a gift? He gave her a gift as a perfume. And she's like, I'm sending you home. Goodbye.
No, I think she offered to give the perfume back. She was like, do you want me to give you the perfume back? She's like, well, what about the perfume? She's like, do you want me to give it back?
Yeah, it was like so, but yeah. It was just so bizarre. Like, so she's like, you know, playing the whole, like, I'm so, like, she was like so mad and went back. She's like, yo, like, I'm here. You know, to find my partner, my husband, my compadre.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, I'm here for all this stuff. Like, I'm not here for you guys to play with me. I'm like,
yeah.
So, but she's like playing that. But I also, yeah, I feel like she is like, I feel like guys are set up for her to be superficial. And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. This has not been the most entertaining. I'm usually like in The Bachelorette
more. The best. I know. Me too. And well, the best part of this episode, I really think, was the fact that they had this like lesbian bobsled couple being the ones to teach like them bobsled when they were doing the bobsled on the one-on-one date.
How'd that go?
I mean, it went fine, but yeah. I loved the lesbian. They were like, we were partners on the U.S. team, and then we were really good friends, and then we fell in love. And I was like, yeah, ABC, you keep it up with the diversity.
They're reaching.
I know. They're trying. They're trying out here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's just like one bad dude after another. Lincoln this week really just was talking about how he's a flat earther. He really, truly believes that the earth is flat.
Well, so, it isn't?
Oh, sorry.
I'm just joking. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just really need...
What are we sitting on then? Like, what is the world sitting on? Does it just keep going down?
He was like, it's all friction. Everything's staying up because of friction. And they're all like, what the
heck? No, you can't just throw around words like friction.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, we gotta grow up sometime.
We're fine out here. It's
yeah,
okay.
But
I'm like, I just really need this season. Like, I feel like this season already jumped the shark, and it's only, you know,
four
weeks.
Episodes, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess there's a 2-on-1 date coming. Like, we all predicted that there's gonna. I think you predicted it.
I did. That was weird. I was like, there's no way because she's gonna send both of them home. I still can't predict that she's gonna send both those guys home.
You predicted.
She's
that
like, I can't even look at you, and you're annoying. You're both going.
Yeah.
Home.
Then I think she's gonna leave him in a desert because they're going to Las Vegas next. So.
Yeah, just fly off in the helicopter. By
yeah,
herself.
Like they did with the
pop a champagne. The cork hits him in the eye.
When he left, when Ben left Olivia like on that island when he did like the 2-on-1 date and like left her there.
Yeah, they drone shot her just standing there, and it was like windy as shit too. Yeah. So she's like and blown around and stuff.
Oh god.
Oh man, poor girl.
Oh god.
But
whatever. She's making her money now. She's
yeah.
Doing great.
But yeah. So she used to do TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So yeah, to be honest, I had to get like bits and pieces of The Bachelorette this week.
Because you were just too busy prepping for your performance.
Dude, trust me, I love The Bachelorette more than The Next Man. I never thought I'd say that. but I love my passions more, and you know, working hard and stuff. So you definitely have to focus, and even this podcast, like, there was like I felt like we hadn't recorded in like a long time.
Yeah, and it took us a little while to set up today, just because we.
This is the latest we've ever recorded. It actually like this. It's not like dark out yet, but it's still going to be.
It's gonna be. It's almost there.
Yeah. Well. Anything else with The Bachelorette?
No, I just my last note says that Jason is a great kisser, but he looks like an 80s villain.
Dude, he does look like an 80s villain.
Because he looks like that guy from 10 Things I Hate About You. He looks like the greasy guy that was in love with Bianca in 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But he's a great kisser.
Yeah, that guy was really fly back in the day.
He was fly. He was a hottie.
Yeah.
But so, also greasy.
So that's Bachelorette news. I'll be better with it next week.
Sure you will.
I feel like, should I even watch it after talking about it?
You gotta watch it. We'll do a tipsy talk together maybe next week.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
So then it would be, you know, double the fun.
Okay, cool. We're going to get into, I guess, our slapper
Let's
of the week.
Let's just do our slapper.
Yeah. So
and then we'll do our, yeah.
I was really excited to talk about it earlier, but our slapper of the week is actually a song. When did you say this album came out?
2017. It's an album Woodstock, I
believe. Oh, yeah. The album Woodstock. The artist is Portugal the Man. And
who they'll be at Music Midtown in Atlanta this year. I've seen them live other.
Yeah, I saw them like 2 years ago at Shaky Knees, and I rushed. Literally, the first song I heard from Portugal the Man was a couple years ago. My friend Dan Loftman, we call him Loaf, he told me about the group, and he was like, "Dude, you got to hear this song, Modern Jesus." And he saw them like at Red Rock in Colorado.
What's my other favorite Portugal the Man song?
They got a bunch of them now, like Feel It Still.
Yeah,
they have,
I mean, like Red, Yellow, whatever.
Bunch of them. So yeah. Ever since then, I was like, I love Modern Jesus. That song is so good. So they're coming to Shaky Knees, and they perform at 6 o'clock. I get out at 5, and you know how hard it is to get anywhere in Atlanta within. Like, you know, right after work. So just got there and I had to get a wristband from
dude,
somebody.
Oh my God.
As I'm walking
I'm
up,
like getting anxious with you telling
this
story.
I know, dude. Like, this is my life.
I'm
Everything
like,
is this.
My shoulders are creeping up my neck. I'm like, what? And you had to make it? Yeah. And you weren't.
As I'm walking up, it just goes. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I made it. Portugal the Man, Modern Jesus. And I'm sitting there screaming it louder than anybody. But, So yeah, Portugal the Man has become like one of my favorite artists right now. Like,
great
all their songs are amazing.
Really,
but
yeah, really fun. And this song that we picked is a really fun one. It's actually like I feel like if you have heard a lot of other Portugal the Man, I feel like this seems a little like amped up.
Yeah,
them.
This feels like they were going for like a club anthem or something.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
right?
This is like the one that gets some hype, I think, at the shows.
Yeah.
But I actually just only heard this song this week, and I was like, "Who is this?" And they're like, "Portugal the Man." I'm like, "This is gonna have to be the slapper of the week." Even I don't care if it's old or new or whatever. But let's just get right into it. The song is called "Easy Tiger" by Portugal the Man, and here we go.
Slapper of the week. This song slaps.
Yeah, guys, let's turn it up. Future Bachelor.
Bad brains, living for whatever. Tightrope, no chains, holding it together. But it's hard to see clouds when you're 6 feet underground.
Yeah, V, I knew you liked it. Woo! was Easy Tiger by Portugal the Man, and that was our slapper of the week.
Slaps hard.
That slaps hard, right?
Damn it.
I love it when I'm right.
I know, which this is probably like the first time.
And I know when you go to Music Midtown and see them live, you're going to freak out when you hear Easy Tiger.
I know. I guess I haven't seen them since they released that.
Oh, man. They're so good. So yeah, definitely go get that.
I probably saw them right before they released that album. So
yeah. Apparently, those songs last over a year because that song was hot and I just heard it. So yeah, Portugal the Man added to the Future Bachelor Podcast playlist.
I added all that
Make
shit.
Make sure you follow.
Okay, I guess let's do some quick shout-outs before we wrap it up.
What do you got for a shout-out?
So I wanted to shout-out my friend Christine.
Oh, Christine!
C-Jax, Christine Jackson.
Okay.
She is one of my fellow, like, trash people where we, like, text about how ridiculous The Bachelor or Bachelorette is.
Nice.
And she is a proud follower of our Tipsy Talks and is always interacting and making fun of the shit that I say. So
okay.
Thank you for being a true homie.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Christine. CJ. Let's see. My shout out of the week goes to... My friend Ana Santos.
She's also
okay. Actually, it's weird that I'm actually picking her for a shout out because her birthday's this weekend.
Oh,
so
my God.
Yeah,
HBD.
we're gonna be going in for her birthday. But specifically, I wanted to shout her out because it was St. Patty's Day this past year, and I had just come from the bar with two drinks, just like double fisting, just like I had to catch up. And
classic.
She was like, I think I'm going to join the talent show. Si, you're going to do the talent show? I was like, what's this talent show you're talking about?
The talent show that also like just was not very highly publicized.
Not at all, but she forwarded me the email, and I'm like sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got like 3-4 days to like submit this like submission for the talent show.
So if
it wasn't for her just mentioning it on St. Patty's Day in the midst of us, like,
did she enter? No,
she didn't. She was just joking, I think. And then I was just like, I love talent shows, and I got really
hyped
about it.
I have talent.
Yeah. Well, that's why I made this.
I am talent.
Yeah, I am. But Ed Sheeran, the cover I did.
I was about to say, was that what you submitted?
That was my submission. That was why I did that video.
Good one, boob.
So, shout out to Anna. Happy early birthday. If you're listening this past your birthday, happy belated birthday. If you listen on your birthday, happy birthday. Either way.
Yeah.
it's her what's it called? Your golden year. Cause
her golden birthday?
Yeah,
so she's turned
26 on the 26th.
Yeah.
So thank you, Anna. Shout out to you. And I also wanted to just like kind of open up more discussion between our listeners. You know, there's people that naturally have conversations with us, whether it's through your Tipsy Talks, which I think is really cool. Like, I'll just get notifications being like, I'm like, what the hell are these people talking about? But they're talking they're talking to you on your Tipsy Talk. Or like, you know, hitting us up and sliding our DM with, you know, some questions or just responses about what we talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to like have this be a two-way conversation
of
with you guys. Like, what do you think about Extension's death? What do you think about Ashley, I, and Jared getting engaged? What do you think about people getting engaged too early?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
what do you think about Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah, are you a Beyonce hater like Psy, or were you like, Psy, you're a hater?
Yeah.
You know, so
I think there's one answer to that.
Yeah,
yes.
Both. Just want to be able to have conversation with you. It happens a lot, but I want more people to reach out to us and, you know, be able to be a part of the show. And if you have a good like statement, good thought provoking, you know, comment or whatever, I'm going to bring it up on a show, shout you out. So just talk with us. Our Instagram is growing. We're almost at 400 followers, so I'm like really excited about that. And you know, I'm you know, it's a modest number, but you know,
we started
from the bottom, you know.
We're not there, we're getting there.
But yeah, I just wanted to get past 300. We got past 300. Now I just want to get past 400, and then guess what? I'm gonna want to get past after that.
500.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Oh my god, it's like how numbers work, they keep going up.
Yeah, so so make sure that goes. And then stickers,
I'm sending them out, so you're gonna be getting them within like the next week or so.
Yep. She said that last podcast, right?
No, I did not. I said I'd just gotten all the stuff, and I had to cull together all the you know. So if you still want a sticker, slide into our DMs.
We're talking about how we've been going hard with the stickers.
Yeah, we've been.
If you actually want a sticker, like, you throw your address and be like, tell us your favorite episode, and we'll send you
a sticker. And we've been trying to plaster.
But you have to do it soon.
Yeah, please do it. Like, yeah, we've been trying to plaster ATL with all of them. Like, we've been walking around.
We're dry snitching on ourselves right now.
I know. Well, we go out, plaster them in some of the, you know, bar bathrooms.
Yeah, let me know if you see them around, you know, anywhere, like, from the Beltline to Edgewood.
I know, and my parents and my mom and my, like, family will be in town next week. Gonna give them to them. Gonna be like, put these up in, so, like, Chicagoland.
Claudia's gonna be in town?
Oh, yeah, bruh.
Okay, cool. We gotta set it up. I can't wait to talk about, like, hanging out with your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, that's been a fun podcast. It was kind of weird walking into this week not really thinking about the podcast because of the talent show.
Yeah, and we've both been caught up and shit.
It might have been a little later, but it was worth the time.
It's worth it. You guys are going to get it at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys, same time every week. There's still work to do, V. There's still work to do. But, so that's been episode 13 in the books.
Woo.
Lucky, we'll see you guys.
Unlucky 13.
Yeah, I was about to say unlucky last time, and I was like, it's our lucky 13. So, I feel like I am definitely lucky this week specifically. And not only that, but because I have such a great co-host, too.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, man. Well, you guys.
Ding.
Yeah, enjoy this love fest. And then catch us next week on episode 14 on The Future Bachelor. This has been episode 13. We'll see you guys next week, all right? Love you guys. Oh, wait a second.
Say your name.
My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
All right. Deuces.
Bye. The Future Bachelor Podcast.